Before we open up the word, I want to just talk to the young people just briefly. Now, I want one volunteer who's going to come up here, stand behind this pulpit, and read just a little bit from the Bible. I thought you'd be the one. Come on. He's been itching to get behind this pulpit. Right. I got a verse here I want you to read. Right, this one. Can you read me? This is from Proverbs 24 and verse 1.
Wonderful.
Just that verse. Just that one. Nice big voice.
Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them.
Right. Thank you. Can and the next verse.
Okay. For their heart devises violence, and the lips talk of troublemaking.
Right. Thank you very much. Good voice there. Eh? You'll have no trouble being heard. Praise the Lord. Right. Now, did you hear what was said there? Did you hear that? All right. Young people, it says, do not be envious of evil men or evil people. Now, what do you think that means? Do not be envious of evil people. Do you know what the word envious means? Who doesn't know what envious means? Right, okay, some don't know what envious means. Now, does somebody know what envious means? Yes, what does envious mean?
Jealous of someone else. Yes,
it can mean that you can be jealous of somebody else. Why would we be jealous of somebody else? Yes, Lizzie.
They have something that's better than you have.
Right, so they have something that's better than you have. Have you ever experienced that with friends or something that they've got something better than you have, and you feel envious or even jealous? Have you ever felt like that? Or have you ever felt tempted to feel like that? Huh? Yes? Yes? Yeah, there's a few nods going on. I hope you're human. Well, somebody's saying no. But we can, and the devil uses it. The devil uses it. Now, he says here, nor desire to be with them. So, those that are envious of evil men, in other words, you're jealous because they've got things better than you, they do things better than you, they seem to succeed better at school than you. It says here, do not be envious of these evil people. So, these people in the world that don't know Christ, there can be some of those who can be evil. Now, evil is a very strong word, isn't it? But there are some people who are evil. And you're very young, but one day you may meet some people who are evil. And they can be evil in a very clever and subtle way. For example, they can use you. They try and get what they can out of you. And when they've got what they want from you, they don't want to know you anymore. Or they may be telling lies about you behind your back. And they're nice to you, but there's a saying in the world, if you turn your back, they could put a knife in your back. Now these are all things, sadly, that as you grow up, you are going to experience with some people. Now, Proverbs tells us here not to be envious of such people. Now, some people who can be corrupt, evil, can also be very popular. They can have, what it seems, a lot of friends. And it can seem difficult when you are walking with Jesus and wanting to obey him. It can seem very difficult at times when others seem to be doing so well, prospering, getting all nice things, don't seem to have to save for anything, or maybe their parents are very, very rich so they can get whatever they want. Sometimes that can seem very hard when you save for a long time with your own pocket money. But the point is that you in the end are going to come out much more balanced, much better people than those evil people that Proverbs speaks about. But he's also said something else: desire not to be with them. And so sometimes, because it seems as though they're popular and everything they do seems to be successful, you think, well, why should I carry on like I am? I think I'll join them. You should never do that. Avoid that, because it will only last for a while. It's only going to last for a while. There's a saying in the world, how the mighty tumble. And you see that, you can see for a season, that there are those who seem to be very powerful, very successful. They're quite evil, use people, they lie. They're not to be really trusted, but one day they tumble, they fall down. Most of you at school, don't you? You study history, don't you? Study history? Have you studied in history where kings, nations have succeeded for a while, then they fall? Have you seen that? Kings fall, nations fall. That is how the mighty tumble. And God says, don't join up with those people. They are a bad influence. And if you haven't, you're going to find that there will be some at school and when you go to college who are a very bad influence. Avoid them. Don't partake with them. Keep away, because you may get affected.